This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This afternoon, we drop back nearly four decades to October 25th, 1975, as the Big House welcomed the Indiana Hoosiers. Even your host, Ira Weintraub, who was just a day old, knew that our friends from Bloomington had no chance to upset his beloved Wolverines in this one. In fact, there is probably no team Michigan has dominated more than Indiana, and since 1968, the Maize and Blue have dropped just a single game in 1987. On the west sideline, you had, of course, General Glenn E. George Patton Schembechler, who in his seventh season in Ann Arbor had already established himself as one of the biggest names in coaching, and his Wolverines were a perennial national powerhouse. On the east sideline, you had Lee Corso, a man today known less for his coaching resume and more for his seat at the desk of ESPN's Game Day since its inception in 1987. Before playing the mascot head-donning pregame sidekick, Corso had spent a decade and a half in coaching, including 10 seasons in Bloomington, leading the Hoosiers. Tickets for the 1:30 kickoff were just $9, and the face of the Ducats ironically featured a photo of a packed Big House. The reported attendance was just under 94,000, and of historical significance, that was the last time a Michigan stadium crowd contained fewer than 100,000 fans for a game, a streak that is now running 256 games. In the battle itself, Corso had no gimmicks that could do anything about Bo's dominant running attack or his suffocating defense. Rob Lytle took the ball 22 times and pounded out 148 yards and four scores, while Gordon Bell added another 117. The defense, led by Calvin O'Neill's 10 tackles, held the Hoosiers scoreless for over three quarters in the 55-7 beating. That season, the Big Ten finally changed its bowl eligibility rules, and despite dropping the finale to the Buckeyes, later that year, Michigan was off to the Orange Bowl to face Oklahoma. In that one, the Wolverines, donning their all-white road uniforms, lost the game to the eventual national champion Sooners, but won the halftime show. The Michigan marching band left a lasting impression in Miami with their deadly salute to the movie Jaws, featuring a formation on the Orange Bowl gridiron that depicted a swimmer being consumed by a great white shark. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.